Welcome to the Bayside Church Weekly Message Audio Podcast, Cheltenham.
I'm not going to be preaching a message tonight. We're going to go into worship in just a moment, and then we're going to invite you to come and pray. But just let me share a couple of thoughts with you before we go into a time of worship to the Lord. And that is that the background to that scripture, as I shared last weekend, is about God's encouragement to his people to forget about the things of the past. He was about to take them out of Babylon, where they had been in exile for 70 years, and he was going to lead them through the desert and back into their home country. And in the few verses before what I've just read to you, he's talking about them forgetting the first Exodus. That is when he delivered them out of Egypt and took them through the Red Sea and eventually into the Promised Land. He said, as great as that was, he said, I want you to forget about that because I'm about to do something new. I'm going to lead you from Babylon. I'm going to take you through the desert, back into your home country. And even in the desert, I'm going to provide for you rivers. I'm going to do something fresh and something new. And what he wanted them to do was to make sure that they weren't held down in the future by holding on to the things of the past. And so one of the things I shared last weekend was the value of forgetting. In the light of that, though, that there are some good things that we need to remember. And I want to touch on three things just very quickly. The first thing that I encourage you to remember in life is fond memories. When we talking about forgetting, we're saying forget the things of the past, whether they're great successes or failures that hold you back in the present and stop you from embracing the future. But don't forget fond memories. Remember the good things of your past, maybe with your family or your friends. One way that we honor our mother and father is by remembering some of the good things. Hopefully there were some good things, even if you had the worst of childhoods, something good that you can redeem from that. Remember the wonderful things. Secondly, remember the things that you need to rectify, where restitution needs to take place or where forgiveness needs to take place. Proverbs 14:9 says, fools mock at making amends for sin, but goodwill is found among the upright. Matthew 5, Jesus said, therefore, if you are offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift there in front of the altar. First go and be reconciled to your brother, then come and offer your gift. Settle matters quickly. Sometimes we need to remember the things that we need to make restitution on. We need to remember the areas where we need to bring forgiveness in. When Jesus came to Zacchaeus' place for lunch, in Luke 19 and verse 8, he said, if I have cheated anybody out of anything, I will pay back four times the amount. And in the same passage, he said, and I'm going to give 50% of my wealth to the poor. And so I've studied this out, and what he would have given into the economy of Jericho was the equivalent of a several billion dollar injection of finance into that city. Can you imagine the impact? And that was just having one lunch with Jesus. What a life was changed and a whole city was changed as a result. So we need to remember those things. And finally, we need to remember the great things that God has done for us. In Psalm 77, verses 11 and 12, the psalmist says, I will remember the deeds of the Lord. Yes, I will remember your miracles of long ago. I will meditate on all your works and consider all your mighty deeds. One of the things that Jesus instituted to help us remember was communion. And in a moment, I'm going to invite you to stand and we're going to worship God together. And right now, the ushers are putting communion on some tables around the auditorium. And while we're worshiping, I invite you to go and receive communion. You can either receive it there or take it back to your seat and spend some time as we worship, remembering what Jesus has done. He gave his life for us. He died on a cross to pay the price for everything that you and I have ever done wrong. He shed his blood to cleanse us from our sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in his finished work. We don't ever want to forget that. We want to remember that. And that's why he has instituted the Lord's Supper or communion. So let's remember those things. Let's all stand together, shall we? Lord, as we worship you, we remember your mighty deeds. It's because of the things that you have done in our lives. This week, maybe in the years gone by, we want to bring all of those things and we want to worship you with them tonight. We want to raise our voices and give you the sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips, giving thanks and praise to you, Lord God. We remember the great work of Jesus upon the cross. We humbly come before you and worship you and give you thanks in the name of Jesus. Let's worship him, church.
We hope you enjoyed listening to this weekly message audio podcast. If you'd like to listen to more messages and find out more information, check out our website at www.baysidechurch.com.au. Church has changed. Check it out.